What's up, guys? It's the Faruqi Bro, Shiraz, Zian, Umar, and Samir. And today we're going to be doing a spoiler review of 2019's The Lion King. Now, you can catch my spoiler-free review. It's going to be in the description, and you can check it out, read what my thoughts on it are. But today we're going to be going to spoilers. Again, this movie is a remake, so what spoilers can it possibly be? So let's just talk about it and get into it. I'll give my thoughts first before you guys do it. So I actually love this movie, and I'll preface it by saying 1994 is The Lion King, came out the year I was born, is the greatest animated movie ever made, and no movie even comes within a tenth of that movie's greatness. Everything is perfect. The animation is perfect. Colors are perfect. Acting is perfect. Hans Zimmer goes off in that movie. It's still his greatest score he ever made was The Lion King. Hasn't been stopped. So I can never stop giving enough praises for that movie because it's one of my favorite movies, period. It's actually one of my top four favorite movies of all time. So obviously the bar is on the roof when it comes to a remake of a movie like that, right? So in comes 2019's Lion King, directed by Jon Favreau, and he takes a much more photorealistic and National Geographic approach to the movie, which makes it, for good or ill, it's a double-edged sword. For the good is that it's visual eye candy, like you're enjoying watching it, but the bad is that you lose a lot of the magic of the animation. The colors and the saturation that the original animators used was completely lost in a translation where you're making things photorealistic, right? So in that case, and then everyone being recasted, for the most part, every single line was the same. Every single song was the same. They changed virtually nothing. So it's by far the safest remake they've ever made. Like, even Aladdin was more ambitious. So in terms of being ambitious, this is the least ambitious Marvel Disney movie. Because it's just a one-for-one copy. Like, you just copied the original movie, right? So that's fine. But I think because you tried copying it so hard, purists like Zian, who's going to talk a little while, will start nitpicking it, and then it goes down a little bit, right? So overall, in my head, it was like a 3.5 or so, but we'll talk about the scores later. Zian, you can give your thoughts on The Lion King 2019.
All right, we'll talk because you've only sung high praises. I don't know why you give it 3.5. According to you, it should be 5. But for me, here's the thing. When you remake a movie, like a direct remake like this, you obviously cannot talk about the plot or the story because it's the same thing. You have to talk about how they did it, not what they did. And how they did it, I have a lot of issues with. So first off, I'll talk about the good things. The good things were, obviously, Zimmer's score was the best part of the entire film. It was just as amazing as the animated version. It was a little more orchestral and more like pronounced. Obviously, for a film, you need to be like this. But that obviously stood out like crazy. The visuals, like you said, hyper-realistic, which in my opinion was to a fault, but it still looked amazing. Sometimes it felt like I was watching National Geographic, but with lines dubbed over it. But that's also beside the point. For me, the main issue with the movie was the performances. Now, for guys like James Earl Jones, who reprised the role, I think he did perfectly fine. Obviously, he's older, so his voice is a little more like low and more somber, but I think as Mufasa, he did perfect, and I'm so happy they brought him back. Now, for Simba, who's the main character of the film, all his child scenes, I thought they were perfect. They almost felt like an exact copy of the animated film. The issue happened when he became an adult. Now, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, his singing was great. The way he sung songs were fine. I thought they were really good. And as Beyonce, too, the song performance is great. The acting, though, was flat. Completely flat. The way he delivered his lines, especially in key moments, there was zero emotion. No emotion at all. And you can watch the original Lion King where Matthew Broderick played Simba. And in an animated movie, you can feel the emotion. But in this, he felt just completely wooden. I think either they didn't tell him how to say the lines, or he's just not that great of an actor. I don't know. I'm not familiar with too much of his work outside of his. I'm not familiar with his acting work. Maybe like Community. I think it's a Community. But
were you talking what?
He has a lot of film work, and I think that showed he wasn't really that great.
Were you talking?
Some scenes.
It's all Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. as Simba.
I'm gonna beat you up. I'm gonna beat you up.
Dude, alright, you'll get to it, but let me finish my point.
I hope you're not taking 10 minutes to finish your point.
Alright, yeah, so as Scar, I think as character, he was fine. Obviously, he was different than Jeremy Irons' performance. Some of his line delivery and the key scenes, like when he told Mufasa, "Long live King," I think it was just horrible, horribly done.
All right.
The way Jeremy Irons did it was, I don't know, just it was perfect. Obviously, listen,
Jeremy Irons is Jeremy Irons.
Like the way he menacingly whispered into Mufasa's ear, "Long live the King," and you see Mufasa's like, eyes, like he's like, come, like.
All right, so that's the animation thing. Okay, so Samir, why don't you please tell us
for the performance?
Samir, please educate this guy. But
honestly, it didn't work for me.
Yo, Wakabi, kill this fool.
Kill this fool.
Yeah, you're exactly losing your mind, King. The movie was too good, bro. Yeah, there's only one bad scene in the whole movie, which was Mufasa's death because the camera angle was kind of weird.
Let me add one point.
Forget
the
your point.
The most important scene in the movie, in my opinion, which is when he sees Mufasa in like the cloud, was one of the worst. I cannot believe how badly they did it.
Shut up!
I can't believe the visuals. They couldn't even make it a little more like fantastical, you know?
All right.
It was
so right. Realistic. First of all,
and his Simba when he was talking to Mufasa was so bad.
Oh my god!
So bad.
This guy's always complaining. Man.
I'm telling you, I couldn't have been more disappointed.
I don't know what the complaints are because it's not it's a 1-to-1 remake, but they have to make some tiny changes.
Okay, the changes were fine, but the problem is the performance was bad.
Good. They're all good.
Not even one bad performance.
Yeah, he was bad.
Because I didn't watch the original. Okay. I'm gonna beat his ass
right now. Let's all just beat Umar right now first.
Shut up.
Umar, I'm not even joking. You have to watch this movie.
Lion King is a masterpiece, the original.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Because I never watched the original, I think I went in with the least like baggage or something. I don't know how to say it.
That's the correct word.
I went in with the least expectation of what I wanted to do. I just went in, like, okay, what is the shit? And it turned out to be freaking fire, all right? Let me tell you why. The ultra-real look, right? At first, I was like, yeah, this is a bit too documentary style. They should make it a little bit more cartoonish. But to be honest, after the first few, like, scenes, I was like, whatever. Like, it was like, it just worked. It was fine. The only scene where it didn't work, in my opinion, is the camera angles when they killed Mufasa, like Samir said, like, I don't even know how he dies in the freaking original, but it was weird. Like, the camera angles they chose to, like, shoot that was weird. And also, when Simba, obviously, like, I think a little bit of fakeness would have helped. Like, for example, Simba, when he's crying, you can't really tell he's crying by his face. You know, like, Mufasa's dead, he's crying in his voice.
Yeah.
But you can't really see any tears, nothing.
Yeah. I think the animated version is a little sadder. The animated version of the same scene is a little sadder.
If they put tears in it, it would have been totally different. As for performances, I have no way of looking at what to compare it to. I can only look at the performances as they are. They were fine, to be honest. Childish Gambino obviously is a singer, but so, like, obviously the songs and stuff were really good, but I don't know what the hell Giannis talking about, because I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
Yeah, he was fine. He was just
Everyone did really fine. Well, and Scar was good too. Scar felt like this weird, like,
he was very menacing. I think the difference between
he was menacing, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Jeremy Irons version from the 90s, like, we know Jeremy Irons, he has like a very certain like feel to his voice. Like, even when he's Alfred, he had the same, like, he has a version to his voice. So if you hear him talk as Scar, and the Scar's lines didn't change. So every line Scar said is the exact same lines he said in the next movie.
Except they added a few.
Except they added a couple of more lines. But most lines are the same. So you can compare, like, 1-to-1 how Scar sounds like when Jeremy Irons does the voice versus when this guy does it. He's from Doctor Strange. When he does it, this guy's a little more evil. Like, he has a more evil feel to it.
But honestly, two things I want to mention also is, Visually, this movie was so beautiful.
It was, yeah.
And the score was freaking nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, it's freaking Hans Zimmer, so it makes sense. But, like, there were so many moments where they would literally just show you nature and you would just hear Hans Zimmer. Like, it's very, like, beautiful. Like, having the visual and the score be so good, and just like seeing like nice scenery and like nature, and then you see like just and you're hearing like just a very beautiful score. That was so good, man.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
was like one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, and we'll just talk. Shout out to Hans Zimmer also. You know, at the time in 1994, when Disney called him like, "You want to do this movie?" He was only doing very adult rated R type movies. So he's like, "I'm not gonna do a kids movie." Like he didn't want to do a kids movie. And then he thought about it for his daughter, I think, who was like into Disney at the time. He's like, "You know, I'm gonna do it for her." And then he teamed up with Lebo M, who's like his partner for the score. He does a lot of like, you know, the more African vocals. He brings that side of it, and then Zimmer brings his side with the pure instrumentals. And when you combine Lebo with Hans, you get Lion King, right? So when the original Lion King came out, and I'm saying it's the same score really, like nothing changed except they added a few more orchestras, but it's the same score from back in the day. He just brought the same score again. So he does a great job, like no doubt about it. Like this score is iconic, and for me, it's his favorite score ever. Like, and I don't people be surprised if you think, oh, why not the Man of Steel score? But the Man of Steel is second, but this right now, Lion King is the number one score I think he ever did. Like, it's something else, especially when he listens to it alone, like a couple of his tracks. It's so good. And speaking of scores, we can move to songs. Samir, what was your favorite song in this rendition? And was it any different from the first version?
No, they're pretty much the same. I think Donald Glover went off, especially Hakuna Matata. I remember Umar lost his mind when Donald Glover went off on that.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Childish Gambino has a certain, I don't know if you call it scream or whatever, but like he has a certain way of like, hey! And it's freaking lit.
Yeah, he's good. I think for me, the one song where I start actually getting some chills was actually Can You Feel the Love Tonight, right? Which is the iconic song from back in the day. People, it won actually an award, an Academy Award for best song.
Were you in your feels?
I was in my feels, but it's not because of. It was the one song where I think the new version was better than the old version. I think the combination of Gambino and Beyonce together on that song was better than the original. Like they I think every other song, I think the original was just as good. I think the original was better actually for most of them. But for this specific song, I'm like, yo, they went off. Like, it was pretty lit. Samir, do you agree?
Sucked. Do you agree? Also, Seth Rogen's performance was too lit.
Who's performance? Yeah,
Timon and Pumbaa, they were pretty good.
Oh. Yeah,
he was Pumbaa. Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he did go. I think I like Timon and Pumbaa. I thought they were actually funnier in this movie. I was laughing. Yeah. I was actually laughing. Yeah. Look, dude,
they were giving more agency.
I actually love that they replaced the Apple Pig scene, and they replaced it with the Beauty and the Beast scene. I'm like, oh, this is gold.
Actually, that was a good addition. This
is gold, man. They did. Did you guys don't talk more? Or you guys never watch Beauty and the Beast?
I'm not even sure.
Right, so a bunch of uncultured people.
And I don't care.
The scene where he said, you know, we start talking in French. And he was like, you know, Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest is the most famous song from Beauty and the Beast. Second most famous. So they're making a direct, like a Deadpool-like thing where they start talking about a different movie, you know? Like, it's a completely different movie. And he's about to sing a song from a different movie. The original version, that never happened. The original version is a little more dramatic in some senses. Like Umar said, like when Mufasa dies, in the original version, Simba is like straight up crying. And since it's a cartoon, they do more things with their body that's a little more like different. Like here in the second version, when Mufasa's dead, he goes and kind of snuggles with his dad. But in the original version, he like picks his dad's arm up and he puts it around him. Like it's a little more dramatic. It's a little more emotional. So I think, and you can't do that kind of stuff with the real version. So in that same thing
honestly, I think that's where I think Zian's issue lies. Even for me, I feel like they could have still done more. Like I haven't even seen the other version. And I still feel like they could have done more. You know what I mean? Like, they should have at least had tears.
I mean, the main difference is that, anyone can YouTube this, like, and you can YouTube the difference between 1994 and 2019 Mufasa, Scar killing Mufasa. It is day and night different. Like, the lines are the same, and most of the shots are the same, but the way he leans in, and Jeremy Irons is freaking wild in that scene, but the way Scar leans in to his brother's face, looks him straight in the eye, and says, "Long live the king."
And he whispers it like such a menacing, like,
dude, it's so much hatred. It's chills, dude. It's chills. Here he's more like, "Long live the king." And he just hits him, you know? Like, he hits someone's paw. The other thing, he, like, puts the claws in his brother's paws and then throws
him
off.
Releases him.
Yeah, it's actually a little different. So,
And Umar, you said, like, you thought the shot looked awkward when Mufasa, like, following. They actually completely copied how the animated one looks like. But the problem is, in the animated, like Shaw said, like they can animate their bodies to contort in certain ways so it looked normal.
And you can
but
show fear.
It's real.
You can show fear. Yeah, so fear. You see Mufasa's face when he's about to die. But here, he just looks like a lion. So you can't really tell what he's thinking. But you can see the fear in his face.
It's the emotion of the eyes. Like, since there are eyebrows in the...
Yeah, the eyebrows, yeah.
You can see emotion based on how his eyes are.
I think another scene is when Mufasa gives him a lecture. That's one of the most beautiful scenes in both versions of the movie. When he's like, Simba, you know, come see. He was angry at Simba. He's like, you know, I was afraid of losing you. That scene.
Oh my god, that was fire.
So that scene was beautiful in both versions, right? It gives me chills, both versions, right? But the first version... The first version is a little more, like, sadder because you can see, like, Simba's extremely afraid of his dad. His dad is the king, you know? And then Mufasa's face is also, like, you can see anger in his face. That he's angry at his son. But in the new version, it really is, like, just National Geographic. Like, it's two lions can't talk to each other, you know? Like, it's just what it is. But let's go into more about, like, what our favorite moments of the new version were. And Sumer, you can go. Like, what's your favorite part of the new version?
Consider by many.
What?
What's your favorite part of the new version of the movie?
Oh, of the new version. Let me think.
Favorite scene, favorite moment. Oh, this is the moment. You're like, yo, this is it.
I'm not thinking about that. Come back.
Zam, what's your favorite part of this version of the movie?
Honestly, I didn't have a single part that stood out that I was like, all right, this is better than what the animated movie did. So
I think some scene did.
Not a single scene. But in terms of, I guess my favorite would be like the songs and the score. I think they did a really good job with the songs. Like you said, like the Can You Feel Love Tonight? I don't know if that's the actual name of the song or not. But that did a really good job. And the score is obviously amazing. So I think that overall.
Hakuna Matata was good too.
Hakuna Matata was good too. But I don't think there's like a single thing I can pull out and say, all right, this was just, compared to the anime movie, this was just amazing and so much more well done. Or an amazing remake of it. I think all the main scenes it did were either worse or the same. Right. So I don't think anything really stands out besides the score.
All right, so final point. Everyone give their score of the movie and then give their score for the original movie if you've seen it. Umar doesn't count. So I'll go first. I give this movie 3.5 out of 5. I give the original movie a 5 out of 5. Zian, go.
I also give this movie 3.5 because obviously since it's a remake, it can't be that much worse, but the things that you can compare, like performances, they were so much worse, so it drops at 1.5. The original movie is a masterpiece, 5 out of 5.
All right, Samir, your turn.
Glad you weren't as bad as you say that.
So then, what is your two? What are horrible. What are your two scores?
I'll give this one a 4, and the original is 5.
All right, Umar, what did you give this movie?
4 out of 5. All right. I didn't have this movie a lot.
All right, sounds good. So, what did you guys think about The Lion King? Let us know in the comments below. And do you have a preference between the original or the live-action version? Sound off in the comments. Let us know what you think. Subscribe, of course, and leave a like. It goes a long way. From myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir, this is the Faruqi Bros. We'll see you next time. Peace out.